I have pressed the button. If this is an error, I will press it again. If it is not an error, I will press it twice more. Wait. That would
be a lot of error thing. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game. I've got Crash, and I've got Ely, because it's that time of year, and I've got Eo. And someone needs to tell me what happened last time.
I went shopping for more trinkets.
And I convinced a young man to tell me all his secrets.
That's true, you did.
And now Sen has to say something that rhymes.
For certain values of convinced.
And certain values of telling.
Yes, well, let's put it this way. I broke into an apartment and ransacked the entire contents. It just happens to be that the apartment was inside somebody's head.
Yeah, that's about what happened.
And what did you find?
We uncriffed someone's brain.
Yep. Yes, someone had been... He could not remember anything about anyone who might have been talking to him. Oh, right. And then you decided to have examining the place where the car had been having its service, the air car, before someone waltzed in, ignored by everyone, and handed the fellow a bomb and told him to completely forget about it. It never happened.
I mean, sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
And sometimes you can.
And hello to all the FBI agents who are now listening in because you mentioned the word bomb. Representatives from Steve Jackson Games are here to greet you.
No, they're not. I'm not a representative.
Oh, no, let's not do that court case again.
No, we do not need to do that course again. We already did that case again. We already did that case with the Secret Service.
Yes.
Look, if they're going to believe we're talking about an actual bomb, then I can pretend that there are actual representatives of Jack and Games here. We're all playing make-believe.
No.
I'm playing a horrible goose that's a Sith accountant.
Well, yeah.
None of this is real.
Except the fact that you're a horrible goose.
It's called method acting. I award myself one Cypher System XP, which is not useful at all in this game, but that's besides the point.
Indeed. If you want to make a Cypher Star Wars, you'll have to come up with all the stuff yourself.
Oh, I've already come up with premises for that, yes.
Oh, excellent. And mechanics and all that good stuff.
The mechanics are done. Cypher has them.
Okay.
It's a kitchen sink TTRPG. It already has plasma swords in it. You just need telekinesis, and we already have that in rules.
I'd have to look at it some more. I'm a little bit dubious. I like my homebrew better for me, though. Anyway, where were we? Oh, right. The mirror got stolen, and which is entertaining because apparently the story had been that the mirror was already stolen by Antuxa, but someone decided no, apparently not. They were going to go at least check out the place and waltzed off with it. Fortunately, not harming anyone else, because apparently the person who took it, according to psychometry, was a Force user wearing
black. Forget psychometry. They were caught on video.
Yeah.
Almost kicking
That's
a
right.
table.
If you were not looking for the fact that they were not actually touching it, it would have looked like they kicked the table. Like the football. And it sort of went flying, even.
Speaking of football, it was kind of like a European football, or soccer, if you are a crass American, like we all are. In this group, anyway. Like one of them getting an injury on the field. You walk within 5 feet of me. Time to fall to the ground and clutch my ankles.
Something like that, except it really did, you know, spray things all over the floor and had to be picked up and... You know,
amateurs.
That kind of thing.
Amateurs.
Yep.
I would like to show them how it really is done.
Maybe they didn't care. Or maybe they don't have telekinesis 24 or whatever
you have.
That
is why they fail.
Because they didn't spend an absurd number of points on one skill?
Yes, exactly. You get me. I would like to introduce them to this new sport that I invented during this arc called table discus.
And chair discus.
48 points.
I don't know what you're trying to insinuate.
This is why Yoda was so good at it, honestly. I mean, he put the points in. He's what, you know, 800 or so?
That is who I was trying to channel with. That is why you fail, yes.
Yes. I mean, there's just so much...
this reminds me,
the
I
right
need to
word?
Do a thing.
Time use. Uh-oh.
Let's see. We are going to go for 100 yards.
You're trying... Oh, you're doing the bite. The ranged bite. You have not gotten a critical success
yet, have you? I was so tempted to just go with the minus 5 instead of the minus 10. And I decided for not minus 10 anyway, go for broke. And I missed it by 5. There was a 2 and a 1 in there. One of these days, I will achieve a ranged bite. If you will all fear me. Also, FYI, the game is paused on my end. I don't know about anyone else.
Yay. There, I have unpaused it. Also, you need to switch out of... You're in private GM mode, GM roles. Or you were, until I revealed it. Dun, dun, dun. So then after your escapades, you went back and... Oh, right, I think you had found out that there was a dead body, and I don't think you'd...
We found that out 2 sessions ago.
Yes.
Maybe 3.
Yes, I think that was the same day. I think you've...
Oh, yeah. It was several outfit changes for Intuxa ago, but it was the same day.
Yeah.
75% of our luggage is Intuxa's outfits.
Well, yes. Why do you think Intuxa has you carry it?
In a manner of speaking, for a definition of the word carry, yes.
It's true. I am traveling light.
But because we have to keep a low profile, Ran is not just using telekinesis other to carry it. He is, in fact, requisitioning a small army of mouse droids. And putting one piece of luggage on top of each one. The larger ones have 2 mouse droids underneath them. How can is this? I'll let the GM decide.
I'll wait and see if it's necessary. Does everyone see?
For the listeners at home, I had 2 back-to-school nights as a teacher this week. Because I teach at a school with a large enough base of grades that we can't do it all in one night.
You're punch drunk. And we don't necessarily mean like fruit punch.
It's also book fair week.
Oh, no. Fun. Book fairs are nice.
They're great. I remember when they used to sell books.
Oh.
Now they have books to sell. And everyone buys the little fidget things and the candy and the bracelets and the custom shaped erasers and the Minecraft toys. And my ultimate favorite that I had to take a picture of because it was so amusing to me, there was a little thing that said, discover the joys of gold. And it was this thing that looked like a gold bar. You're supposed to break it apart slowly to find the treasure inside. Do you know what it said the treasure was? Includes real pyrite. Yes. Yes. Includes real pyrite. Includes actual fool's gold.
Well, for a kid, that's not bad.
And yes, I did save telling the story until we were recording. It needs to be kept for posterity, dag nabbit.
That's fair. That's fair. I will bear it. Anyway, where were we? All right. So, does Intuxa have an new outfit that she would like to share with the other players in the GM?
Have we changed days?
You went back to go to bed. I don't think anything horrible is going to be happening.
Oh, hang on. That's right.
Mm? No.
I have not been putting her outfits in the thread. I'll have to find it.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I will wait until I find out.
I'm back to the outfit I was wearing the first day.
Oh, okay. And I don't think I have that pinned. Oh, we'll get, I'll describe it when it shows up again. That's the one that has little hover things that are, and the long hat with the trailing. Okay.
Hang on. I'll scare it. I mean, it's probably easier to, I did not mean to hold the game up.
No, that's fine. I just would want to describe it because I feel like that's a good tradition. And also I am composing the order of events.
I agree with Beth, and also I've held the game up way longer in number of minutes this evening.
That's right. Yeah, I had been hoping to face the ebony veil and that iridescent thing.
Mm.
Instead, I went with this.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, the stark black and white with the tall spiky collar and white with black trim and the sort of daggered right. ends and the very tall boots that are laced all the way up. You know, black boots, black tights, black turtleneck up there, bodysuit, black gloves with pale white detailing.
It just did you, needs did you five dye or more belts white as well and go it'll with be Final it. Fantasy.
No, my hair is still the jet black.
Okay.
That's a good contrast with the white overcoat.
Yeah, and the red skin.
There was a hat that went with it too. I've got to find it.
After all, you don't want to get rain on your face.
You got to be careful with the hat choice. Some of those spikes are up high enough that the hat will just not move with your head.
Yeah.
That's what the little hoverbots are for.
We've reached the height of fashion technology. Embedded hoverbots in every outfit.
Or at least in your hats. Station
well, some of the trains in the outfits Ellie has found needed hoverbots for them too. So.
Yes, otherwise yeah. They would drag on things. But, you know, in hats, you know, they have station keeping. That way the hat moves with your head because it's properly station keeping.
And this is why they're dry clean only.
Mm-hmm. Or at least you have to pop out all of the little hoverbots first. Look, if we have fancy high technology stuff, I feel like it's only reasonable that it gets used in fashion because high fashion should.
If you have enough hoverbots, it's high fashion regardless of the definition.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
the hoverbots don't hover that high.
Usually, yeah.
Not true. With that altitude. That's my second Cypher System XP for the evening.
Yeah, I can't give out luck points for making me laugh because I laugh too easily. You people are too entertaining for me. Anyway, I will describe the hat points. When we find the hat.
My no. telekinesis level needs to be higher. I can quit anytime.
Look, we'll see. In the morning, I will describe. Yeah, I know. I'll describe the hat when we get. In the morning, you come down for figuring out what you're going to do for, you know, breakfast, unless you got the continental room service or whatever.
No, I pushed all the chairs together and the tables. It's a Pangea breakfast.
Yeah, there is that.
The hotel staff out of the hotel.
They have asked me repeatedly to stop doing that.
The droids are very upset with you and they keep pushing the tables around so that other people can eat.
I put them back when those other people...
The droids, however, are fussy. Fussy droids. They do this. As you come down, the actual person, Amiri Allen today, at the desk sort of goes, oh, wave.
Ram will immediately turn towards Antuksa.
I'm sorry, I was looking for a hat.
That's fine.
Even better if that's in character.
No, it was not.
Alas.
Is this your Mary Ellen? Sorry, I was looking for a hat. And you're a person. You wouldn't do it all.
I'm catching up on the fly and trying to figure out where we are.
You're at the hotel because you went back to the hotel last night. You're coming down to do breakfast, decide whether you're going to eat hotel breakfast, whether you're going to go out. And the Mary Ellen behind the desk is sort of waving tentatively at you in a not just, hi, have a good day, but kind of a get your attention.
Is this a staffer I've seen before?
You have a Dedic. You've been there a few days. This is not a staffer that you've seen before, but they are wearing the hotel uniform, have a little name badge.
Okay, I'll head over.
Ma'am.
Good morning, darling. What can I do for you?
I have a message.
Ah.
I
do always like getting messages.
Right. Here it's apparently gone to all the hotels.
Well, that's interesting. If she's offering something, I will take it and read it.
There is a little flimsy that has something written on it printed out, maybe, and it's in plain text. Okay. apologize.
I'll make up what it says.
No. I'll get that. The Mary Ellen, Ed's passing it over, says, "I'm sorry, it's kind of rude. What it says is, to the fancy red-skinned demon, if you want your prize midnight at the Enclave."
Well, I've won a prize. Thank you, darling. I'll be sure to leave you a good review.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for the it seemed a bit rude, but I don't know. A lot of cultures don't think being called a demon is polite.
Oh, no. You misunderstand. That's what I'm going for.
Oh.
I assure you. This is all entirely going to plan.
Okay.
And you have been wonderful, darling.
All right. I hear that the other hotels said it's gone to a lot of people. Well, it went to all the hotels.
That's good to know.
So,
hopefully, 20 random spectators don't show up at the Enclave at midnight to...
Indeed.
Forget that. I'm just hoping there's no reporters.
I haven't called any, ma'am, sir. I haven't called any, sir.
Not you.
Crash, we established last time. I'm actually a dumpy Twi'lek. They just do a fantastic job with makeup.
This is the response to what I wrote in the chat of, that's what I'm going for. I'm actually a Jawa with a lot of makeup.
Oh, teeny.
But I was not going to go for a gender swap to Ellie without asking consent first.
Forget about it. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes.
You have your little flimsy. It is not signed. And...
No, but I know who it's from. And he has let on more than he knows. Thank you, darling. Here, let me give you my comm code, just in case any more of these little messages come through. Yes, my admirer may be impatient. So, darlings, shall we?
We head to the Enclave, hit the key to activate the wait cycle, and set the time for midnight. I think I got a reaction out of Io for that.
No, I was just adjusting the mic because I had
audio distraction very briefly.
I don't know why.
Well,
you may not.
I thought
there are enemies nearby. What enemies? There is a ghost nearby. I'm the ghost.
In the end, they could not rest until they made peace with themselves.
We went in a very different direction.
Well. For breakfast, I'm going to find one of the many hot dog vendors and ask him to make me one with everything.
Unfortunately, they only sell sausage on a bun.
But making them one with everything is a way to achieve inner peace, since you're currently, probably hungry. Well,
I thought I was going to get change for my payment, but I suppose change does come from within.
Having acquired food, I assume, your next stop is going to be... You have an entire city.
So I had a thought. If they sent that to all the hotels, somebody sent it to the cops.
They don't actually have to send it to the cops for the cops to get a copy.
Yeah, but even if the cops didn't get a copy by doing cop things, someone's going to have received this cryptic and threatening message and gone, I should call the police.
In this town?
Civilians do live here.
But how many of them stay at hotels?
Well, I imagine there must be some legitimate business being done here. Not much, but some. Also, this is nominally a republic world.
We have seen several legitimate businesses. I imagine the Whispering Lantern is one of them. The Glass Factory did good work. Not that they were
even. Sen, I believe you're right. But also, I do feel compelled to point out that our friend in the mask knows that I'm at a hotel, but not which one.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
He's not as all-knowing as he lets on, which I think is very interesting.
I do have a concern. Now, the inclination is we go there at midnight and there's a final confrontation and all of that wonderful stuff that happens. But they've already let it be known that They're quite skilled at explosives.
Yeah.
And timers are easy.
Yeah.
They don't have to be there. They just need to have one of their compelled underlings to do the work for them. We show up, and then suddenly we're scattered throughout the entirety of the everything.
So I was wondering if maybe I should give a heads up to my friend from the Enclave Incident Take One.
Ah, yes, the cop who found you poking around.
I think perhaps that would be a good idea. Although I shall be out of sight if you do make that comm call.
Yeah. I now, as a player, try to remember what the cop and I agreed.
You exchanged comm codes, or at least got the cop's comm code. You convinced the cop that you were a shadow and Ran was your mysterious sidekick, possibly SIS.
Yeah. Okay. She handed us something. Glass bits.
That's right. She handed you some glass bits that they had found, that one of them that was in the pocket of the Zafani, sometimes known as Funzi, because he's a Funzi Zafani, the would-be hitman, Yellow Twi'lek, who tried to kill Sancas, that had a comm code on it that went to right to voicemail. And said that it had gone to, we've said it went to the Thamag Glass place, and that's why you were poking around there.
Yep, and then we found the dead body.
Yep.
So I guess question one is, if we think she should know about the dead body yet?
I heard something in the background.
Percy, come on.
Eo's dad is getting his cat because the snot monster loves Eo's dad. But the absence of being up with Eo's dad in the bedroom, Percy the snot monster will be bugging me noisily and annoyingly. He does not settle down on my chest like Dickens does. Has.
It's not a good cat unless right they're now trying to sophisticate you.
Anyway, where were we? Oh yes, you were trying to
decide. I was
asking
the rest of the party if they think that the cop should hear about the dead body yet. Presumably we are having this conversation not in the hotel lobby anymore, but...
Yeah. Everybody finds a body sometime.
I usually meet mine a-coming through the rye.
I ain't got nobody.
Do my party members have an opinion on the question I have asked them?
Apparently,
yes,
we've tried to stall to give an answer. Poorly.
I said yes, we should contact the cop. Yes, we should be out of the hotel lobby while we're doing it.
Yes or no, she should know about the body.
Yes, she should probably know about the body.
Okay, because that was the question.
Okay, I didn't realize I hadn't answered that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I will drag the icon to the screen on the ground so it makes it easier to click if I feel like rolling anything.
All right. So
yes, I've...
Sorry.
I've placed my offer for the glass factory, so nobody can... I've placed my offer for the glass factory, so if the police officer finds out about the body today, then it likely won't be public news for, say, 6 hours or so. I can hardly be accused of making an offer in bad faith, trying to take advantage of a body that hadn't been publicly announced yet when I made the offer. So, yes, I don't see any harm in letting her know about it.
All right. What was the body's name again?
The body's name was Ilonius Dornva.
Ilonius Dornva.
With a Y. Hang on, let me get the actual spelling. It's
Ilonius Dornva.
Ilonius Dornva with a Y.
Yes. Hang on. Come on. Where are you?
I have posted this to the wrong channel, so I'm going to post it again in the correct channel.
There it is. Detective.
Okay. So she is Detective Benham.
Yep.
All right. I will find an appropriate spot to call the cop.
There are occasional public phone terminals around that you can either use the terminal itself or you can use it as privacy. They might or might not be bugged by somebody, who heck knows. Well, you would if you looked carefully.
Let's not be in a phone booth I have to debug.
Talk about debugging.
Yeah. I'm sure I can find somewhere.
You can find some place that is reasonably private. You can go to the park or whatever if you want. There are green spaces, so yeah.
Yeah. And I will place a call.
Beep-a-boop, beep-a-boop. Thamog, District 3.
Detective Banham?
I'll connect you. You get, yes? After a moment. Yes, this is Detective Benham speaking.
Well, found Yelonia Stornva.
Ah, that doesn't sound good.
Deceased in his office.
That definitely doesn't sound good.
And someone's apparently sent out a message to every hotel in the city, I guess?
Oh, great. What kind of extortion is this?
Trying to tell someone of a certain familiar description to show up at the Enclave at midnight.
Which familiar description would that be?
Our spirit friend.
Not the spirit friend was at the Enclave. And friend is not the right word.
Friend is not the right word. But someone's gotten it into their heads that...
They sent this to the hotels?
Yeah.
Oh, for Criff's sake. Oh, for Criff's sake.
So if someone is perhaps of the mistaken impression that this is a random person staying at some hotel, or I don't know, maybe someone working with, but
right, if someone thinks that's real, why am I saying how am I saying real, corporeal, how many bystanders are we gonna get?
Yeah, what? That's my question.
That place is...
Remember how there were explosives in there?
Yeah, I remember the explosives. I'm trying to actually work through channels because you can't get the bomb squad without working through channels.
Yeah.
And there's at least 5 people who thinks that if that place blows up, no loss.
Well.
Civilians, yeah. Civilians are going to show up. Tourists are going to show up.
Reporters are going to show up.
Depending on the reporter, also no loss.
Anyway. I'm going to do what I can to investigate the issue in advance of the incipient incident, but...
I got a few ideas. I've got a few ideas, and I'm going to have to see if I can get somebody to... Half the people won't know what the Enclave is. Okay. Sure. I will have to see what I can do to distract the tourists. Good luck. Thanks. Thank you for the heads up. And you say there's a dead body in his office at the Mog Glass.
Yeah.
Great. If you happen to see the body, is it just like he... Okay. Heart attack, offed himself,
blunt force
or...
trauma. I believe it was blunt force trauma.
It was blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
And lots of stabbings just for flavor. Flavor might be the wrong word.
I'll start things in motion. You didn't disturb the body too much, did you?
Not too much.
Okay. I will
check his comm.
All right, that's fair. I'll make sure to check his comm. Right, okay, I'll get things started. Thank you for the tips. I'll You be careful out there. Watch out for that ghost.
It'd be easier to count the things I'm not watching out for.
Heh. Ain't that the truth. All right.
Good luck, detective.
Thanks. Bet him out. She cuts the comm.
Out of character, I will note that Sen did explain what the description was, because that's easy to check. It got sent to every hotel.
Yeah. Not a ghost, not a shadow. What's Rand not one of? SIS agent? Accountant? Well, he is an accountant. Yes.
I tried telling everyone I'm an accountant. They just don't believe me.
Well, maybe if you'd put 48 points into
accounting.
Look, they told me I needed to move numbers. I got very good at moving everything. Isn't that what logistics is about?
That too. If the war were still going on, people would absolutely be sending you out to the front to move things, Rand.
They said we needed to spend all these credits to get things into low orbit. I said, forget that. This is faster.
Yes, but it has to be armored. If you send it up too fast, you're going to get heat issues. I suppose you can pack it onto the ship and then lift the ship. So,
our other leads were the creepy guy at the glass factory was involved.
Yes, as I recall, there was some impression of the creepy guy at the glass factory that his aura was involved with the Dornva problem, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
But at this point, everyone who we encounter that is we know is involved somehow, I'm inclined to think that they're dealing with the same issue that the nephew had.
Possible, but...
Yeah, it's possible they're in league, but... You know how you make sure none of your underlings can rat you out? You make sure none of your underlings remember being your underling.
And we did fix that in one case. I'm not saying we necessarily need to go off of there. I'm just saying that's on the list of leads.
Yeah.
Or we could just return to the triangulation and try to find the Ebony Veil before midnight. Since we seem to have acquired a time limit. Oh, Karsha. I thought we already went to the car shop.
No, you were coming down. That was your next stop, but you got a message.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my brain isn't working. Someone remind me what we were looking for at the car shop.
Please.
Our friend who deposited the bomb with Berecti's nephew.
And Tony. Sorry, Tony. A Tony. Or a Tony.
There are many Tonys, but this one is ours.
He's certainly a Tony.
The person who delivered the bomb may have left some of their... Well, I might be able to get psychic residue of some kind or another. But that's really the only lead we had there. I was just chasing ghosts at that point.
Takes one to chase one, I guess.
I suppose. If either of you have somewhere you'd rather go, think it's better to go, then by all means.
I just think that... We have a time limit. Whatever we do, we better do it before that enclave goes up.
I definitely agree. Well then, I'm concerned that if we go by the glass factory to talk to the character will remember his name. The player does not. That we'll run into your police officer friend, and while she was quite fetching, I'm not sure I would approve of her fetching me off to anywhere.
Yeah.
So, in the absence of other leads, let's at least swing by a car repair shop and see if I can pick anything up. Yes, Senos. Yeah. Senos Trotium.
If no one objects, car shop it is. They had indeed been called ahead, so... Okay, the place basically looks like it's a front for money laundering, is what you would assume, because it's slightly... run down on the outside. The inside looks suspiciously nice. There are people in there who are dressed in suspiciously nice, somewhat nondescript kinds of ways. They do have cars back there. The cars are a lot fancier than you would think. You know, you can sort of see them as you come in to the lobby area. The doors close rather quickly after you come in, though, so you don't get to see into the garage. And someone of a hefty Twi'lek persuasion says, "Yeah, you,
Look, okay, it's the person who keeps pretending to be you."
Oh, yeah. You people, you got mentioned. The Barrectis say that they vouch for you. What can I do for you? Do you need a car?
Just a look around. Thank you, darling.
Okay, sure thing. Barrectis vouch for you. Don't touch any of the cars. We're going to be watching you. We got cams.
I understand completely.
Ram will definitely not touch any of the cars.
Don't pick the cars up with your mind, Ran. It would be...
I was using telekinesis either. You haven't even seen me roll. I'm just going to close that window.
The small door that leads into the garage can be opened for you. There are assorted very nice cars in various degrees of being... Well, that one looks like they're adding armor to it. And that one over there looks like it's just maybe in for a tune-up or something. Polish, you know, cleaning. That one over there, they're apparently having to replace a very dented hunk of it. It ran into something or something ran into it. There's a lot of mechanics around of various species, mostly human, some Twi'lek, a couple of Mary Allens.
And over there is the A-team armoring up one vehicle that is going to drive around, but people fire guns in the air. No one will actually get hit. One Jeep will do a leap off of a ramp and then flip over.
Well, that's what you gotta, you know, get the stunt stuff, you know, tune up your hover parts, you know. Yeah, one of those over there. Oh, hey, there's a actual ground car over there. Yeah, fancy. So, and some droids moving around, of course.
A ground car?
Beep, 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 beep.
With these
roads?
Yeah,
there are ground cars here. They're drivable if you have good enough shocks.
Yes, but people walk on the streets here. If you drive, people are going to have to jump out. Oh, Ran now sees why they think there's an appeal.
I'm going to find somewhere that Atoni remembers our friend touching in some way.
Atoni was keeping an eye on the car from a little spot that if you wind around, each of the places that they're working on cars has some reasonably comfortable chairs or couches that you can sit in and keep an eye on things. Some of them are, there's actually it opens out into a two-story area and you can keep an eye up, you know, go up onto a little balcony and look down onto the floor. This looks like an add-on for people who wanted to be more comfortable and not down in the riffraff area and still watch their car. Make sure no one put a bomb in it or anything. So yeah, you can find where Barrecti was anyway, where Atoni was.
They're doing an excellent job of making sure there are no bombs in things.
I mean, yeah.
There's one footnote for that statement, but only one footnote for that statement.
Mm-hmm. They have not put a bomb in anything. They answered questions and they have nothing appeared. You can at least get the path that the person walked through. They don't seem to have touched a lot of stuff in Atoni's memories.
Okay. Well, I'll use the ground if I have to.
They came walking through. They handed the thing Atoni as he was waiting. Mind tricked him six ways from Sunday and left again the way they came. Give me whatever rolls you're rolling.
Psychometry made by three.
There's a lot of other confusing impressions. And this one is, what's the right term? There's a lacuna in this impression. It's not that you have an impression of someone. It's that you have empty gap that there should be an impression here.
Huh.
That there are, you are specifically looking for something you know should be there. Otherwise you have missed this probably.
That's a trick I've got to learn. Sen, do you mind making an attempt? Perhaps you can see something I haven't.
I'll do my best. Then we'll spend a couple of fatigue on this.
Okay. Made by three. You get a bit less of the sense. You're like, so many people walked on this. You feel like you should be picking something up fancy, if Antuxa said, but so many people have walked on this. You know, droids have rolled back and forth on it. Sen, you're getting a feeling that what is notable here is that the dog did not bark in the nighttime.
Feels like something isn't there that should be. Maybe.
Exactly. The absence of a presence I haven't sensed before.
Poetic.
I'm not sure I'm following.
There's a hole in the history of this place where a person was.
How much of a hole?
Actually, it's about my size. It was made for me.
No, Ellie, bad. Bad.
I've read that creepy manga.
I have too. That's why I said no. No.
All right.
That Cylon'd out for me if that was...
All right. I don't think there's anything more for me to find here. Unless someone has any better ideas.
I'm pretty low on better ideas.
You want to try unscrambling the brain of someone with a long face?
I do worry we're going to run into the police.
Real talk, looking at the other two leads we have, we're going to run into police if we go to either of those locations, likely.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
or
perhaps
we
you could meet up with your...
Sorry.
Hmm? No, you had a suggestion? I would like to hear it.
I was saying that we still have a pretty broad area and we could split up and try to narrow that and pursue one of the other leads at the same time. I mean, it's probably going to converge on the Enclave, but...
That's true. But my thought did involve splitting the group, but I thought perhaps you could meet your friend at the entrance while I snuck in the back. Of the glass factory, that is.
That also seems reasonable.
I leave it up to you, whatever sounds most fun.
But which of you do I stick around with? Or are we splitting the party three ways?
I had expected you would stick with Sen. After all, the police officer's seen you.
This is true. My cat is interjecting, and I don't know if the microphone is picking it
up. I heard a tiny bit as well. It was adorable. Sort of, ear.
He claws at my arm until I hold him. Then he purrs because I'm holding him, but he also meows.
Yeah, because he's talking, because you're talking.
He has words and wishes to share them. He would like to roll a character. Socket will play a mouse droid. Or, no, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Socket's going to chase the mouse droid.
That's fair.
No, wait. No, I miss.
Don't chase Lord Stabby.
It is Lord Stabby that does the chasing.
Yes, do not chase Lord Stabby.
Well, I have robot vacuum, and Socket believes it is the devil incarnate. So there would be chasing involved, and it would not be Socket being the chaser.
Or Socket.
So what you're saying is your robotic vacuum is Lord Stabby.
I have not confirmed nor denied attaching a lightsaber to my robot vacuum. But considering my apartment has not burned to the ground, one can infer.
Alas, alas.
We debate the merits and disadvantages of our Lord Stabby on the way to the glass factory, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay.
Why you requisitioned those extra lightsabers. This makes a lot more sense now. Oh my gosh. It's the GIF from Star Wars, the Star Wars TTRPG, where the bay doors open and so many Sith ignite their lightsabers at the same time. But they're all at ankle height.
All right. Has everybody been dragged in yet? Yes. Drag yourselves to the appropriate location.
Kicking, but not screaming. I have a gray void.
Oh, if you... Give
there we go.
Moment.
It took a while, but I'm there.
No, I can't move because you're moving.
Yeah, you're moving both of us.
So, Oh, you got put together.
Yeah. We were occupying the same point of time and space.
Yes. Can you both pause of us are for very unnerved. Can you pause for just a moment? I need to go AFK.
I mean, we've been playing for over an hour, so this is a good time.
Good time. Okay, yes.
We're back, everyone. Some of us will argue they never left. Yes, Antuxa is a Criffing Delight.
You reach the place. You possibly even reach the place ahead of the cops, despite the fact that you took a slight side excursion. The back door is open. Antuxa can wander around inside. I've lost Antuxa. How strange. Antuxa must have wandered around
lose
inside.
Antuxa.
I
Antuxa
the
just did very good on her stealth check.
Apparently. Yeah.
And her invisibility, she made both by 5. So clearly that beat the DM, the GM's perception roll.
Yes, yes, it did. Oh, there she is. Okay. People can waltz in the front door. What are you people doing at the front door? Since I know what Antuxa is doing.
I'm not actually sure why we're also here.
We're a distraction.
Except, yeah,
you're
we're
supposed
a distraction
to say hello to your cop
cops.
Friend, and I'm here as moral support
because he's a fun guy.
And
no, that would be if I was
support.
Mushroom support. I see what you did there. I saw it right after the words came out of my mouth. Right afterwards.
Moral support.
I award Antuxa 1 Cypher System XP.
Usable if you do a Star Wars Cypher game?
Do you really think that we'll use these same characters, or will we make new characters that we will instantly fall in love with and want to play over and over again?
I have no idea, but I'm not GMing a Cypher game, so...
No, Beth, yes? The only way yes? you can have no idea is if you have not looked at any time we have ever done a one-shot, ever.
Like this one-shot?
Case in point, yes.
Where I did preaching characters. Okay.
It's... I'm more telekinesis other than pre-made these days.
That's true. Are you wandering in to the office?
I'm following my good friend, Sen. Because if we're both going to be thrown under the bus of be a distraction while talking to the cops, I'm going to let the person who's had more of a conversation with the cops lead the way.
Well, the cops aren't here yet.
Yet.
Going, by the hello, good to see you again. You remember our friend, the demon ghost? By the way, the cops are about to be here. Look natural.
That you is didn't? Not what I say.
This is not said in a character voice on purpose. I do not want yeah. anyone to think that this is canon.
Yeah. Well, what was the job title of the creepy guy again?
Creepy guy was one of the employees. He didn't have a title per se. He was
But what does he do?
He makes glassware stuff primarily.
Okay. He does the fine work.
Yes, he does. Okay. He's best with the fine work. Glad somebody remembered.
In that case, Sen is well. We want to keep the cop away from the fine work person, right?
Probably. I assume you discussed this on the way over, so...
We might have to discuss what we discussed on the way over.
I will assume that Antuxa gets to chime in on what the plan is as a flashback to the discussion on the way over.
Well,
cops out of the workroom?
Pretty much. I need to do my work. And my assumption is that if the cops show up, they're going to want to talk to everybody. So hold them off for a bit.
Okay. In that case, Sen has a starship, and maybe it needs new transparent steel windows.
For the briefest of moments, I thought we were going to use the starship to hold off the cops.
No!
Right, if we're doing this, sound of knuckles cracking.
We're not using the starship to hold off the cops. We're using the starship to hold off the secretary. And it doesn't need to be present for that.
I don't I don't think we need a whole starship to hold up the secretary. She doesn't look like she's combat oriented.
She's not. Well, that's good because I'm not sure the starship has guns. You want to discuss
depending on how you pilot, windows. You don't need guns. Custom windows. Yeah. Yes, custom windows. Yeah, that is definitely what we're doing.
I have presumably the measurements, etc. for that. Mm-hmm. And they are normally wholesalers, but honestly, she'd be happy to talk about doing some custom work as well, especially if you want anything interesting or fancy done, you know, engraving or something.
Transparent aluminum.
This part is not the interesting part. So shall I just make a roll of some kind? I'm going to say that this is an acting role because you are trying to act natural about this somewhat ginned up excuse to talk to her. Made it by 2. She's not terribly suspicious. We'll go with that. She believes that, sure, you've been hanging around with your friend there who made an offer, and the offer came in and she rubber stamped the paperwork on it, honestly. Don't tell anyone that she knows how to, okay, forge the signature is not quite the right term, but it might be the right term.
Oh, no. I just realized something.
That the secretary knows where a
And Tuxa hasn't told the secretary who she actually is. The secretary knows that Antuxa has made an offer.
Yep.
On the glass factory.
Yep.
The secretary knows that Antuxa hangs around with Sen.
Yeah. Yeah.
The police officer knows Sen as a Jedi.
Look, a Jedi shadow.
Right. Look, I can't do anything about the secretary's memories. This is why I wanted to know what.
Now, here is the real question.
If you want to mess with the secretary's memories, we need the secretary to come see you.
Here's the real question. We're doing a flashback to our conversation of what we're doing before we get to the glass factory, correct? Or does Antuxa actually realize this as she's attempting to sneak in the back door, going, oh, I should have told them.
I'm not sure Antuxa does realize this. The player just realized this and thinks it's very funny, so wants it to continue.
Oh, the player, this player thinks it's hilarious.
Ben, I'm aware of this, but I thought there was a plan.
It's
player characters with a plan.
The plan was scribbled in crayon and then lit on fire.
Do you want me to help get the secretary to come back where you are so that you can mess with her memories or not?
No.
No.
That was a pain response.
I think it's much better if the secretary thinks that the Jedi Shadow's suspiciously wealthy friend purchasing the glass factory that she works at and that the Jedi Shadow has had a weird interest in.
Oh my gosh, it becomes common knowledge that the glass factory is actually purchased by an undercover Jedi. So everyone just assumes this, but in actuality...
The secretary was the cop thinks that you're a ghost.
That's true.
A ghost Jedi has bought a glass factory. It's as we go down space telephone, it gets stranger and stranger. Eventually, Darth Chardonnay gets word of what the scuttlebutt is and goes, actually, I think it's best that I do own a glass factory. This is wonderful.
Yes, well.
Antuxa thinks that if anyone brings up that the cop that Sen can layer in, oh yeah, I guess they do look a little alike.
I mean, it's possible. Well,
but
I mean, I have an idea of something that might work, but Okay. If you people don't come up with something better, then you can make an IQ roll, and the GM will give you what the GM thinks might work.
How many out-of-towners with bright red skin and ominous vibes could be showing up in the city all at the same time? Three? Four? If I had a nickel for every Sith showing up and being spooky, I'd have one nickel.
Then, as you are talking to the secretary, you realize, wait, if the cops come and talk to the secretary, who has mentioned your friend Antuxa, who I think gave... Did Antuxa, did you give your real name? I forget. You gave a name.
I gave a name, yes.
Yes, your fancily dressed red-skinned friend with the gold eyes. If the secretary is questioned by the cops and mentions it, so after a moment of panic, Sen, you might be able to explain that you actually have a relative, a descendant of the creepy ghost who you're hoping that they can convince the ghost to pass on, or at least be less creepy.
That is a really good idea.
Works for me.
We'll play the Ashara card.
yes, I know where you were pulling that from.
Hey. If I'm running this already, we might as well steal some
possibly
other plot points
even
too.
Specifically that I managed to turn. Yeah, I turned up someone who had come here because of whatever, or come here and awakened the words.
Yes, it is the presence of the relative that awakened the spirit.
Yeah,
that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's because you still owe me 10 credits.
You have forgotten my name, descendant, and I shall haunt you until you remember it and start telling people. Yeah, stuff like that.
I think you are... You look like a Fred. Are you a Fred? No, Frederick. It's got to be Frederick. Final answer.
So, cutting to Antuxa.
And now I'm spitting up ectoplasm.
Should we cut to Antuxa?
Yes.
Cutting to Antuxa. Antuxa, you make your way through the place, dodging here and there, occasionally pausing to quietly touch a keypad and let yourself through. It's a pretty short spot. Senos is puttering around. He's making some kind of glass vase, something. It looks like he's trying to weave a very large glass basket, something.
It's for baby space kobolds.
It looks like it's about 4 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah, they've grown.
Yeah, they've grown out of glass. He is humming weird. It's not so much that he's off key as that he persists in humming in a minor key. Creepy tunes as he works. There is basically no one else except some droids that come in and out doing, you know, getting stuff, doing maintenance on the machines, going away again. No one is in this room except him and the occasional droid, possibly because no one actually wants to be near him when he is making creepy humming noises.
Also, he's a broken stare, so...
Yeah, he's a bit of a broken stare.
I'm going to wait until an opportune moment. I.e. when I'm not going to make him drop it and break it.
He's building it on a platform, and he's basically heating the stuff up and weaving it and, you know, twisting the glass so it makes interesting patterns. Some of the glass appears to have embedded other colors inside it of red. There's a lot of different shades of red here and there. Red and reddish brown. You don't think that's blood? You hope that's not blood? Mm. That would be kind of annoying if it was blood. That might be blood.
Not the first time I've dealt with blood. I am going to wait until both of his hands are off the off the basket, off the art piece.
You can get him when he has finished up with one particular rod of glass and snipped off the ends and is turning to go rummage in a not pictured here. I'm blanking on the word. Stash, shall we call it?
That's fine. I am just making a point of not disturbing him while he's doing something breakable.
Yes, you can do that. Yes, I just forgot a word and I hate that. Now I'm going to monofocus on it for a little bit. But all right, go on.
Drawer, cabinet.
Them things. Rolling automatopoeia. Cabinet.
Toolbox.
Gesundheit. Rolling cabinet.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the exact word for it either.
Excellent. Now I've offloaded someone else. We can go on. His hands are off. His hands are off the breakable things. He will soon have a different breakable thing in his hands, but he has turned away for a moment.
Senna, darling, I believe we need to talk.
He whips around with one of the long glass rods in his hand and just sort of stares, which, I mean, considering your outfit, it's, you certainly are a
fair,
stark and stareable thing.
Yes. Hello, dear. We met the other day. I'm sure you remember. I am quite memorable.
What are we talking about?
Do you remember meeting me?
Yes.
All right. Well, I am trying to discover if I, how shall I put this? I may need to save you some difficulty or cause you some difficulty, and I'm not sure which yet. Do you know that your boss, Dornva, is, well, how shall I put this, less than alive? Where is that?
He startles. You have made your empathic vibes. He says, less than, what are you talking about?
Very well, I'll be blunt. Mr. Dornva is upstairs in his office. He is dead. He has been hit over the head and stabbed. And I can't tell you how, but a clue has been left indicating that you are responsible. So I thought I'd come and talk to you about it.
Someone's lying. They're lying. Nobody can finger me. That it's a lie.
Well, I suppose the question is, did you do it? Nobody can finger you. Seems to me to be a rather questionable response to that.
He looks around in a very frantic way and says, He made me do it. I didn't want to. I'll help you catch him. I didn't want to. He made me do it.
This is the man with the mask.
Yes. Yes. The mask. The mask, the face, the gray face.
Yes. Oh, I know him very well.
He made me do it. I didn't want to. He made me do it. He said no one would know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I mean, I...
You don't need to apologize to me. I am your friend here. And first of all, I would like to invite you to put down that lovely glass rod. I'm desperately afraid you might break it in your anxiety.
He carefully puts it back. Carefully or possibly reluctantly.
Now, I can help you, but you must trust that I can help you. Otherwise, this won't work nearly so well.
I'll help you catch him. I swear. I'm so sorry, man. I'll help you catch him.
Oh, well, how? What do you propose?
Sometimes he contacts me and stuff. I'll help you. I'll tell you when he does, so you can catch him.
How does he contact you?
Com?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you happen to have the originating address?
He gets in somehow. He gets in. He uses the unused offices.
Hmm.
But he's never on the cams. The cams are broken half the time.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Place doesn't repair them. Don't have money, don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about this place. That's why it's not too bad to work here, because nobody cares. They'll poke into your business and stuff.
Hmm. I can see how that would be distressing.
Yeah.
All right. Then here's what I'm going to do. Listen to me closely, please, because it's very important that you remember what I'm about to say.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Of course. I'll help you any way I can. Ooh, my trick's made by 10. Oh, wow.
Those are me numbers.
Also, it's a good roll.
You don't know anything about the death of Mr. Dornva. You were nowhere near him. You have never met a man in a mask. And you will not speak of any of this to anybody but me.
I don't know anything about Dornva or men in masks. Men in masks, I only talk to you about this stuff. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, darling. I feel so much better about this, and I'm sure you do, too. Now, I'm going to let you go back to work.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm sure I'll be seeing you around. Take care of yourself now.
Yes, ma'am. After a moment, he turns back and starts picking out a glass rod again. What was I making this one for, anyway? Huh.
Oh, no.
Poof.
He forgot who he was making the glass basket for.
Mm-hmm, apparently.
This would be intriguing if Ran had been there to hear it. Meanwhile, Antuxa made invisibility by 5. Hmm?
It's intriguing because Antuxa's there to hear it, but she's not going to pursue that right now. Instead, she's going to make her way back into the main body of the factory.
It turns out that Broken Stair was in fact the Ebony Veil, and you managed to do through mind tricks, making them forget they were the Ebony Veil.
That would be hilarious. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
This dressing is delightful. What do you call it again?
Exactly. Little snacks while you discuss what you want done with your windows. You know, just plain windows. That's simple, but really you should get that done at just any old place. You know, something a little bit fancier. They can do some custom jobs. They have the measurements. Oh, look. Gosh, that would appear to be... Why, it's Detective Benham and 3 somewhat thuggish-looking cop types.
Triplets.
Let me fix...
It's a family business.
Let me update her token. Let me figure out what they're... Yeah.
Bran is going to do the polite thing and get out of their way.
Probably a good idea. Let me just... cover everybody's display names. Sadly, I did not grab them with the option turned on for, you know, bored, grumpy, thoughtful, whatever. Oh, well. The detective walks in, flashing a badge and a wallet thing, and says, Detective Benham here, and oh, what are you two doing here?
Detective.
Yes. Keeping people out of the office?
Sten will nod.
Right. So, we need to get into all of the offices that Yelonious Dornva might be in. We have a warrant. She presents an actual flimsy. The secretary takes the flimsy somewhat baffledly. What does he... The Texas... We have reason to believe he may be dead, ma'am. Gasp. Shock. What? Yes, of course. I'll come right with you to... There's the main office. There's the offices upstairs. He didn't usually go up there, but... I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to finalize the ship window thing. What was that?
It's fine.
Right now repair. We're staying for a few more days at the very least.
Good. All right. Yes, of course. And
this seems way more important.
Just a bit. This way, ma'am. They go off down the hallway.
I must say, I am a little worried. I hope everything works out.
I was going... Well, I guess I can't say what I was going to say.
You can say it. Feel free to say it.
No, I can't. The detective left.
Well, you can say it as she's leaving.
Yeah.
If you want.
Well, what I was going to say involved detective half a moment before you go.
Oh, all right. In that case, yes, she will pause.
She rubber bands back. There was a lag spike and she never actually left.
Exactly.
And Sen is going to say quickly before the detective heads out, I didn't want to say this on the comm, but the other deceased, I managed to turn up a living relative. Don't freak out about her. And I will
I'll ask you more about that later. Thanks. They enter into the office. There is a gasp from the secretary and a sort of, all right, let's mark this place as crime scene. And I'm not seeing the body here. It must have been moved.
We didn't move.
That's not the office that you were in. The body was moved, you thought. There wasn't enough blood in the location. And the office that you were in was an upstairs office.
Oh, so they're still on the down. They're still on the first floor.
Yep. They're on the first floor. On the other hand, they immediately said crime scene, so...
Maybe they found all the blood from where the murder actually happened.
That would probably be a reasonable assumption, yes.
Apparently, the blood always gets off on the first floor. They opened the office door just ankle deep.
The cops who are there say, all right, unless you're witnesses. Detective, should we detain these two? No, I'm pretty sure it's fine. All right, you can move along then.
We'll move along.
Don't leave the planet until the detective says it's okay.
We're not done sightseeing yet. Of course we're staying.
Right. Great. Sightseeing. Dead bodies. Wonderful. Okay,
well,
fine.
We didn't come here for that. That's why we're leaving. Anyway.
We're not going to leave the city. And
not
we
until
will
you get your windshield replaced.
Yeah, and hopefully we won't see any more dead bodies either.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Can we visit one building that doesn't end up being a crime scene today?
Today?
I'm sorry. I meant this week. That's the player's fault, not the character's fault.
I'm pretty sure at this point that the entire city counts as a crime scene.
Well, yes. When you told me it'd be an exciting place to tour, I didn't think you meant that.
Neither did I.
I imagine they hear us having this conversation as our voices fade as we walk outside.
Yeah, probably. They close the doors and possibly lock them. Possibly one's just leaning against them. It's a little unclear. You could decide what you're doing if you're going to try to sneak around outside, whatever. I can assume that you meet up with Antuxa at whatever prearranged location, if any.
When we get to the designated location, we might stand there for 30 seconds, and Brand just says, are you just waiting for the most opportune moment to make a flashy entrance? Be honest. Then we'll start counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
Well, I had fun. Did you have fun? Antuxa has come up behind San and Ran because they beat her to the meeting point.
Well, I just had a delightful conversation with nobody because I assumed you were already here.
It's a fair assumption to make, but no, that took a little longer than I expected.
Did everything go well?
Yes. It turns out Mr. Trautian did commit the murder under compulsion. I have instructed him in somewhat forceful terms to not say anything to anybody about it except me.
All right. I assume we have found our way to some other...
Yes, you're not right outside the location.
No, we had this conversation directly on the other side of the doors to the glass factory with one of the cops leaning against the door and several security cameras pointed directly at us.
Are we heading somewhere?
That's a good question. Are we going to the Enclave early?
It might be a good idea.
All right. On our way there, then, Sen will inform Antuxa of the cover story that, well, since ghosts tend to respond to, like, relatives, right?
Well, that's quite clever. I like that.
Is that clear whether you found Antuxa before?
Yeah. I suppose I could play the role of the invisible ghost.
Except for not being invisible.
That's a minor detail that is inconsequential.
That the reason this was not shared when the message this morning was because did not want to say that part on the comm.
Exactly.
Excellent.
As you're in the taxi going over, you get a comm call. It's from Sandcast's code, anyway. You can answer it. You can send it to voicemail.
I'll answer it.
Oh, hey, Antuxa, right. So, you want me to call you if things got weirder, right?
Yes. Have they gotten weirder?
Yeah, Ebony Vale says that the ritual actually worked, and he wants us to show up at the Enclave place, since the other place kind of got blown up and burned down a little extra, to receive our boons from the fancy Ishka Harley thing. And I'd like to think he was on the level that it actually did work, but I figured I should tell y'all.
Let me guess. They're supposed to show up at midnight.
Gotcha, yes. I mean, besides the fact that it's pretty dramatic. Detecting disturbances. Made by six. You're in the air car. You're in the air. Interesting question. Are there any disturbances around to detect? You're not picking up anything, like, immediately around you.
Okay. What time of day is it?
It's probably, assuming you got up bright and early-ish and went over and talked to people, did things, did other things, probably around noonish, at worst.
Okay. I'm mostly wondering how long we have to wait.
Well, considering that's about 10 o'clock at night here, we should probably let Crash go to sleep soon. So, you know, we can leave that as a, we can fast forward to the next time that you want to be doing a thing.
Like I said, we're going to find a bench, sit down on it, the little wait dialogue comes up, and we wait 12 hours.
No.
Oh, wait, it was 11 hours. Everything's over. We missed it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Quest failed.
Oops. You'll have to retry.
Reload from an old save.
Thank you. Anyway, I was figuring that you would be curious, and I was kind of planning on going.
All right. Well, as it happens, I'm headed there myself right now. So, if you would, please hold off until you have heard from me. I will give you the all clear and let you know that it's safe to come.
Okay. I mean, we got 12 hours to get there, but yeah, sounds good.
There's already been one boss. Indeed. There.
All I'm saying is, both Boss Banpa and Dornva are dead. Killed by Cat's Paws of the Ebony Vale. I would hate for you to be the third.
Yeah, me too. Got it. I'll wait.
Thank you. I'll let you know what I find out.
Thanks. Sandcast out. As you have been talking, a couple more emails have shown up. One is from Barekti, and one is from your dear friend, so to speak.
Hurston.
Yes.
And one of them is from this backer kit that I backed that says, hey, it's in overtime.
They say the emails are basically dropping you a note that, you know, your comm was busy dropping you a note that they too were invited at midnight to the Enclave.
I will reply and say the same thing that I did to St. Cass.
Yeah, I figured.
All of the mobsters are shocked to find that they are in the same group chat.
Oh, I forgot to go to the correct place. I thought I was in Grove Source. In any case, it's fairly late. I feel like speeding to your next destination through the... It's not bright and sunny, but it's as bright and sunny as this place tends to get. It's only lightly overcast right now. Does any character have any final words before the cliffhanger?
Well, given that we've heard from all three of the surviving bosses, I'm glad we came to stake this place out before the inevitable confrontation.
I'm just going to go on record and say that if I end this arc with a fear of pipe organs, I'm blaming you.
I ended the first arc with a fear of wine.
Could have been worse, could have been buckets.
That's true.
And on that note, I believe we shall end for the evening.
Thank you all for playing. I hope everyone had fun. Thank everyone for listening. I hope you had fun too. I certainly had fun. I love their banter. I could let the banter all die, but oh well.
Sometimes the plot must plot forward.
Yes. So tonight we had Ely and Eo and Crash. And does anyone want to plug anything?
You.
Fine. I feel tawdry plugging my own stuff when I'm GMing.
Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethBukoy.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You can also check them out, the titles there, and then you go to Hoopla and you say, hey, I'd like to borrow this book. And then you borrow the book for free, and I still get paid. I get paid for every checkout Hoopla does. It's not a huge amount, but it would add up if a lot of people decided to. So, you know.
The message here is give Beth money.
Yes, the message is give Beth money. That way I can get more cat food for my cats, especially the one who is sleeping on my chest. And speaking of other cool things and people who might have a cat sleeping on them, who knows?
Not currently. He's decided that he had enough snuggles for the evening. Until he wants snuggles again, which will happen shortly, I'm sure. By the way, going back to your plug, remember everyone, borrow early, borrow often. Pretend you're voting in Chicago.
Ooh.
And if you didn't get that joke, hello to our Gen Z listeners. Anyway, we put all of these things. Sorry.
We love you all.
We do. We love all of our listeners. All, at this point, five of them. But regardless, train of thought, come back here. Stop derailing. We put all this stuff over at AaronBSmith.com, including several podcasts. We have this GURPS Wars one, which of course uses GURPS, but we also have a couple cyber system ones. And every now and then there's a one shot that's could be anything. Ladies and Feelings, Cypher, Ladies and Feelings, Cypher. Rad Cats,
Random
Cypher. Anyway, we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cockle gaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And something that we have started doing is every now and then, someone on the Patreon or on YouTube or via Mastodon, where you can go to aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel, will ask us a question. And by us, I mean our characters. And we like answering them. My interpretation is that Lord Stabby is canon, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Beth's reaction, so far as I'm concerned, confirms it.
I'm not saying no. I'm certainly not saying no.
There's a mouse droid with a lightsaber that just took the legs off of the craft services table.
Good night, everyone.